Guns have become an issue in some of tomorrow's midterm elections, including in Washington State's 8th Congressional District just east of Seattle. David Hyde from member station KUOW reports.
Jacob Bernardo was walking onto the parking lot of an Issaquah, Washington elementary school back in 2011 when he heard a voice.
Drop what's in your hands and get on the ground.
Bernardo had unknowingly walked into the scene of a shootout. The suspect was carrying 2 rifles and nearly 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Cops found him. A shootout occurred, and the man was killed. No one else was injured. Today, gunshots can still be heard on those same school grounds. It's loudest here on the ball field, less than 200 feet as the crow flies from the gun range at the Issaquah Sportsman's Club.
The first time I did hear the shooting range was at a soccer game that my kids and I were attending, and I didn't know that the gun range was open and shooting, and when we heard shots, I made both of my sons duck and cover in the bleachers. They were terrified, and I was terrified.
That's Freya Thorison. She and other often newer residents want the range gone. But the effort hasn't gotten much support from elected officials or the school district. That's because many longtime residents don't see a problem with the Sportsman's Club. For them, the pop of gunfire is the sound of tradition and old Northwest values. Tom Meckler's been a member of the club for 50 years.
The clubhouse was originally built during the WPA days in the 1930s.
It's a log-framed cabin that was built with Works Project Administration money during the New Deal. Julie Watkins Jarvie's family's lived in Issaquah since the late 1800s. She remembers the club as an important part of the fabric of life in town.
It was a proud thing to be a member of. They had their monthly meetings. They had lots of activities. I personally went through firearm safety training and hunter safety training here.
For his part, Meckler gets why some families worry about gun sounds.
That probably would cause some fear. I can see that.
But he says that fear is misplaced.
From a safety standpoint, you can't get any safer than what we have at the range.
So at the heart of this dispute over the gun range is a cultural conflict that's found its way into the battle for the 8th Congressional District. It's one of the races that could determine future control of the U.S. House. Dr. Kim Schreier is a pediatrician based in Issaquah. She's also a Democrat running for Congress to replace Republican Dave Reichert.
The time when I heard the most about this was right after Parkland. And a lot of my patients, teenagers who go to Issaquah High School, were hearing the shooting range, and it was scaring them.
Schreier's not taking a stand on the gun issue, but she is making gun violence an issue in her campaign.
When a parent tells me they think their son might be depressed, one of the first questions I ask is there a gun in the house?
Schreier supports Washington State Gun Initiative 1639 this year, which includes tougher background checks and storage requirements. It would also raise the purchase age for semi-automatic firearms from 18 to 21. Her opponent, Republican Dino Rossi, is opposed.
When I'm sworn in as a member of Congress, I'm sworn in to actually uphold the Constitution. It's not just the First Amendment, but it's also the Second Amendment as well. And I plan on doing that.
Rossi got an A rating from the NRA back when he was a Washington State senator. But Chris Vance, a political consultant and former Republican who lives in the district, says the NRA's positions are less popular in the 8th than they used to be.
The key to this district are the suburban voters. Suburban voters are moderate on just about everything. And that includes guns.
Vance says memories of the days when having a gun range next door to a school seemed normal are fading in this district, where a shootout on school grounds still haunts some people, including Jacob Bernardo.
I mean, all I can remember is just laying there and feeling like I could die.
For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde.